This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, leadoff complete, and you can pick a winner. Is it Jackson or is it female British robot? Man or machine?
Mm-hmm.
You decide. And the fate of society rests, I'm guessing, or the future of humanity rests on the result of this.
I thought you were going to say on Jackson's shoulders or in his lead.
No, I mean, she did a really, really good job. We should just have her available, ChatGPT, available at all times on this program, Shime.
Oh, I think we can make that happen.
Chat, we could call her ChatBRIT.
I love that.
All right, but we do have leads to get to, the rest mm-hmm. of them this morning, and we'll start with Shime. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So football lead from me today. I was scrolling Twitters, as I tend to do, and Hayden Winks of Underdog was doing a thread of just some of the best quarterback runs from last year. And I've come to the conclusion that right now, in the current state of the NFL, a quarterback that can escape pressure and sacks and gain yards and create a positive play out of a negative play is the biggest cheat code in the entire sport. Mm. It's not even close. You watch it. I mean, he starts off with some of the best quarterbacks in football. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
You are obsessed with Lamar Jackson.
But it goes even beyond that. Like, Jaden Daniels was – that's one of the reasons Jaden Daniels was so successful last year, because on those fourth and inside of 5 yards, mm-hmm. he had so many different options. And if you weren't spying him, if you didn't corral him in the pocket, he escaped, got the first down, and kept the chains moving. And I think that's one of the biggest things right now. And a bunch of people on Twitter were commenting with GIFs of Tom Brady, and that was – you know, when Tom Brady played, yes, Tom Brady was the best of all time. I don't disagree with that. But in today's NFL, the way it is played, guys who can escape pressure and avoid sacks, sack avoidance is the big thing. Even a guy like Bo Nix, he's not like the biggest runner on the planet.
But he's a good athlete.
Fabulous athlete. The way in which he avoids sacks.
Okay, kind of boring though when it comes to the game. Like, if you're going to eliminate passing the football, you're going to do damage.
But you're not eliminating passing the football. I mean, guys are still throwing for 4,000 yards.
You're throwing more now. It's just the quarterbacks are more the prototypical quarterback. Back when I played, or even before that, was the pocket passer because you ran the football with your running back. But now the prototypical quarterback is, like Shime said, which he's right, is a guy that has ability, and we've heard coaches say this all the time, especially defensive coaches, quarterbacks that can extend plays.
Monty Mack in the Twitch chat says running quarterbacks are ruining football. Shime?
Well, tell that to a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who can escape pressure and avoid sacks and has won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not running quarterbacks. That's the issue, is people just assume that running quarterback is, they immediately think of like Justin Fields. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guys who can do both. The Josh Allens of the world, the Lamar Jacksons, Patrick Mahomes evades pressure and can get a 25-yard run on any given play. Hell, Justin Herbert, primarily a pocket passer, but far athletic enough to escape the pocket, escape pressure, and get a 20-yard run if the field is open. Like, It's not guys who look like they're running in molasses. Yeah. It's guys who can escape pressure. And that is, I think, the most valuable trait in all of football right now.
And that's the biggest thing that I think people they kind of confuse an athletic quarterback or a quarterback that has the ability to extend plays with his legs as a running quarterback. But he's not. Like, even Aaron Rodgers, when he was playing, wasn't a running quarterback, but he was a guy that could extend the play. And defenders will tell you, defensive coordinators, whether it's Ty Law, whether we talk to Devin McCourty, we even talk to Vrabel, that is the most difficult thing to defend is when you have a quarterback that has that ability.
So you're calling it the cheat code, and so yep. If you are selecting a quarterback, and that is the, you know, that's what you're focused on most, his ability to run, are you going to have, as an NFL team, a concern that guy is more than likely to get hurt as opposed to somebody who stays in the pocket and throws the football most?
No, because guys are going to get hurt. I mean, Joe Burrow does nothing but sit in the pocket and throw the football, and he's gotten hurt plenty. Like, guys get hurt all the time in the pocket. You just need to know how to run and when to do it. And some are better than others. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are some of the best to do it. Jalen Hurts, one of the better ones to do it. Then you look at a guy like Kyler Murray, who sometimes doesn't do a great job at avoiding contact. And like, that's one of the things you need to teach as a coach now. When you get an athletic quarterback like that, you need to be able to teach that.
This is Walter from Boston. If you could chime, the mouse still doesn't work in here and nobody did anything about it yesterday.
Greg, the hilarious thing about what you're saying is you sound like me until you get a quarterback that can do that. As soon as you get a quarterback that can do that, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But we've seen the Patriots win the other way so long.
Yeah.
As soon as you get one that can really do that, you won't be saying that. If Drake May this year goes out and balls throwing and passing, you'll wonder why every other team in the league doesn't have a Drake May. Have a good day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't see enough of Drake May last year to know, but
right.
He certainly has the ability to run when he needs to run. Well, and he's got that. He's very similar to Josh Allen, where
right.
I think he's big enough where he is maybe not going to end up hurting himself.
Yeah, and you just got to be smart. You got to slide. Like, Lamar Jackson isn't like this giant big dude. Like, Cam Newton was a big guy. But you got to learn to teach yourself how to get down, how to slide. But the league has changed, man. When you look at
it. So much different.
And it's not only the league. It's changing at the high school and college and youth level that the quarterback is more of an athletic quarterback, so they can utilize that. So basically now when you start to look at these guys that get mm-hmm. drafted, they've been basically having the ability to move around since they were playing since youth football.
And one of the big things too, Greg, you talk about getting hurt. Like, the reason it's so successful is because a lot of players on defense are getting lighter. You look beyond the defensive line, linebackers are smaller, corners are smaller and faster than they've ever been, and so those quarterbacks aren't taking the massive hits that they would have taken from guys like Rodney Harrison and Ray Lewis over the middle of the field when they're running the football.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I got a question to ask after the Dame Lillard situation. And we've been kind of going, figuring out what the Celtics are going to do, what the new ownership's going to do, what's it going to look like. The question I would ask is this. Is the Dame Lillard signing a sign of new ownership maybe being a little bit tight when it comes to the wallet? Or is it because Tatum is going to be out for a year and they're not trying to spend any money this year so they can wait till he gets back?
Well, Tatum wanted him, clearly. I would assume that they are listening to him when it comes to things that he wants.
Right.
So I guess maybe it could be, as we discussed early at the start of the show, he just really wanted to be in Portland.
Okay.
I mean, Shime, didn't you say he's got family there and like this?
I'm sorry, I was editing audio. I apologize.
Dame Lillard.
He has family and friends out in Portland, and he wanted to be there.
Well, and the other thing is, Greg, we heard Brad Stevens say that they offered both Al Horford and Luke Kornet deals, but they, Well, at least Luke Kornet took more money to go elsewhere. So did the deals that they offered those two guys, was it lesser value?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess because of this whole new luxury penalties or these basketball penalties because of the second apron, mm-hmm. are the Celtics' new ownership saying we might have to be a little bit tight when it comes to our money?
Yeah. Okay. Great question. And you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Dame Lillard will not be a Boston Celtic. So, my lead, you got a choice this morning. Do you want boomers mailing it in? Because I make fun of Gen Z all the time. Or do you want trouble looming in the Red Sox clubhouse?
Ooh.
What do you want?
I want trouble looming for $500.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I'm with Wiggy. Let's get it.
Okay. Then I'll get to, I can get to boomers mailing it in with a rejoin.
Oh, okay? Interesting. Okay.
So Brad Foe was on this radio station yesterday talking about trading Jaren Duran and about the issues that come with that. Mm-hmm. I have been discussing that. I've been called an idiot for suggesting that chemistry is very important when it comes to the Boston Red Sox and any major league baseball team and sports franchise. So here's what Brad Foe said yesterday.
I will say this is that Jaren Duran, and I've had players say this, if they trade Jaren Duran, there's going to be damage control in that clubhouse.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
This isn't Devers.
I don't think it's worth Devers. It. They like him. But then the next question would be, long-term, Duran, Anthony, Rafael Abreu, how do you go about
that?
I think for this season, yeah, right. For this season, you can do it. But for beyond, you can't.
And I don't know if you know, these things have a way of figuring themselves out.
They do. Sadly, someone's getting hurt.
So, change your mind when it comes to trading Jaren Duran. If you were somebody who was all in on that guy being the opportunity to get the most value back, like if you, Wiggy, you legit want like a number two, like a legit number two.
Yes.
You're going to have to give up Jaren Duran if you want to go and get a legit number two, I believe.
All right.
So does that change your mind at all? You're going to F with the entire chemistry of the team and the guys are going to be pissed about it.
No, it doesn't change my mind.
So you say just do it and everybody will adjust and it's,
yeah, you know, I mean, it'll be hurtful. Life. Yeah, it'll be hurtful for, you know, a few days, but they're professionals and they understand how it is and they'll ultimately move on and they'll know that it's business. Because I always ask the question, and I think Rich just, you know, brought that up when he was talking to Brad Foe. Well, if you're going to trade him in the offseason.
Well, you may not trade him in the offseason. You may trade Abreu.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
I mean, Abreu seems to be the odd man out. If you're doing it, I just wouldn't. He's 26 years old. You're gonna have to create. Roman Anthony is either playing left or right next season. Like,
he's playing every single day.
In full agreement on that, correct?
100%.
Yes. Him and Sadan Raffaello will be out.
But they're both locked in, and those are your go-to guys.
Right.
However, you can figure that outfield next season.
Right.
So when it comes to Duran and when it comes to Abreu, there's going to be one guy who is your odd man out.
I agree with you, Greg. Like, I don't think you trade Duran because of the effect it would have on the clubhouse. I think he is a leader in this clubhouse right now. And on top of that, like, this team is best when it has all those guys at their disposal, plus adding a pitcher by trading prospects. You have plenty of them. You have one of the better farm systems now in baseball. You can afford to deal prospects mm-hmm. to get a guy like Nathan Eovaldi in the building and call
right.
him a day.
Right, but we know that, right? So if you, I think everybody wants deal prospects. But if you're saying in order to get that impact arm, you have to move on.
Yeah,
But the only team that wants Duran is the Padres.
No,
Padres.
And I don't want the Padres pitchers.
Shime, I guess the question I'm asking is if Duran is the guy for the future, why haven't they been able to get a deal done with him? And especially
they have control. They don't have to.
It's not
you have arbitration and stuff.
until they have to do the deal.
And like if you had paid him last year, you would have had to pay him at an all-time high over the course of his career because he had the best season of his career being like top five in the league in WAR.
Okay, so I would ask this question. So do you think that Durant is going to be here in next year and the year after that? And do you think they're going to give him a long-term deal?
Probably not, no.
Okay, so that's the point.
Because, your team is better with him on it now, correct?
Yes, I agree with you. I'm not disputing that. But your team needs an impact second starter.
I honestly don't care that much about the future. I want them to win. I want them to go for it. I want them to win now.
Right.
It has been...
The team's so young, they don't need to worry about the future.
It's been 4 years since they went deep in the playoffs. Four years. And so that's what I want. Right. I want them to win now. I don't care about the future.
You and I are on the same page. Yeah. I just don't get people like Shime and others and Bradfo and some of these others. If the future is so young and you shouldn't worry about the future because you got a bunch of young guys, but you also in the next breath are saying Durant's not part of that future, I don't get why you potentially could be sacrificing the here and now and winning a championship.
Well, imagine you trade Jaren Duran and then one of your three outfielders gets hurt. Then now you're SOL and you're definitely not winning, right? But if you keep all four and you bring in a pitcher, maybe you're not bringing in Joe Ryan. Maybe you need to step it down and you're only bringing in Nathan Eovaldi because he costs more money. Like, then you also get to have all four outfielders plus a pitcher.
All right, that's the ideal thing. I'll take Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, if you can get him. I mean, they just gave him his all-star bonus without him having to go to Atlanta. So they gave him $100,000 down there. If you can get Nathan Eovaldi, great.
Right.
I mean, great. All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up. And right now, Shime and What is Trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Red Sox are in Chicago to take on the Cubs today. First pitch, 2:20. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The MassMutual pregame show kicks off at 1:20 with Joe Weil. Big contract news across sports yesterday. Damian Lillard signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Portland Trail Blazers, making his net salary for this year $70 million. T.J. Watt got paid yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The All-Pro defensive end got a 3-year, $123 million extension, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal comes with $108 million in guaranteed money. And the Open Championship, day two, underway across the pond over in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. The current leaders, Brian Harman and Rasmus Højgaard, sitting at 4-under on the day, 6-under for the tournament so far. Right behind them, though, Tyrrell Hatton sits at 5-under, and then a group of guys at 4-under, including Harris English, Nikolai Højgaard, Jacob Skov-Olesen, and Hao Tong Lee and Matt Fitzpatrick. Trending now was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breast, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded.
Is Nick Saban coming back to football? We'll get to what FON. Friend of Nick says about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
From time to time on this show, I am critical of Gen Z and their work ethic, so I have to keep it, as Wiggy would say, a buck when it comes to the boomers.
All right.
And this was my other lead this morning. But Steve Miller Band, has canceled their entire tour, 36 shows that were going to run from August to November, because of the concern over extreme weather.
Mm, wow.
This could also be, what are we doing? So because of the heat and because of the unpredictable, quote unquote, from Steve Miller, the unpredictable nature of rain and flooding.
All right.
They have canceled that, Shime, or?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think
did
so.
Did you dump out of that?
Yeah.
Okay, Shime dumped out of that.
The P word. I don't think you're allowed to say that.
We used to do the Nation of Peas report. So, I hate to break it to Steve Miller. Mm-hmm. It gets hot every summer.
It does.
There's extreme heat every summer. And you know what? People go to a concert in their shorts and their T-shirt and have a blast.
Right.
And they drink some water and drink some beers. Like...
The crazy thing is, I've seen them play in really, really hot weather. I literally saw them outdoors at Fenway in the middle of August.
You did? You saw Steve Miller Band?
Yeah, they were one of the opening acts for Def Leppard when you went.
Oh, okay.
At Fenway. And it was like 90 degrees.
Mm.
I was
sweating like
crazy. Can
I ask a question about the Steve Miller Band? Because I know nothing about them.
Yes.
That song I've heard before.
Yeah.
Do they only play outside venues? Do they not play
this
indoor
tour,
arenas?
This tour, I believe, was, I'm assuming, was mostly outdoor venues.
Okay.
Because they were going to Tennessee and Florida and places like that. But I it's just like, what are we doing? Like, it gets hot every single summer. There are, unfortunately,
the point of summer.
There are rainstorms mm-hmm. that can lead to a flash flood. We had one here, and people were stuck on the expressway 2 weeks ago.
They must have somebody on their team that really sticks their head out the weather window and can see way into the future.
We should do that, actually. You want to, Shime, do you mind sticking your head out the window world of Boston weather window, if you could? What do you see out there for today and the weekend?
Well, Greg, it's currently 73 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today, only 83. We are officially out of that heat wave, out of that heat advisory. It's going to be a gorgeous day, man. Just sunshine all day, low 80s to high 70s. It's a perfect day to go out, enjoy, take a nice Curtis walk or an old man walk like yourself, Greg. Yeah. Really enjoy the city. And then tomorrow is going to be the same way. Beautiful day on Saturday, high of 84, sunny all day. Sunday, though, could deal with a little rain. The rain has now shifted from early morning into that mid-afternoon, just after lunchtime type of rain that could last up until the evening. So Sunday might be a little bit of a washout, but today and tomorrow are gorgeous, gorgeous days.
How is tomorrow in Newport? I am heading to Newport, Rhode Island, throwing a little birthday party for DMs tomorrow. How does it look on
Lucky
the water?
Lady.
I may even go to Block Island, a little excursion to Block Island, and then back to Newport for dinner at the Ocean Cliff, or and maybe drinks before at 22 Bowens or something.
You are going to have the best day tomorrow.
It looks beautiful.
Perfect sunshine, high of 79. And with that with that ocean breeze, Greg, it is going to be a spectacular summer day in Newport.
Okay, you could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this incredible city where we are right now here in beautiful, safe Boston, Massachusetts. And so whether they drive or they construct or they care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, in Steve Miller's defense, he is 82 years old. Do you want the man to pass on?
And that is true.
I understand the heat can be tough for those. You got to check on the elderly,
right?
Juice and water and all of that.
Right, that is true.
Did the man die? He did.
Yes,
but it's August through November, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like you get nice. You just got to get through August, Steve, and then September should be nice. You know, October and November, the weather should be, you know, pretty decent.
I mean, maybe Tor in the winter.
Several texters are saying it could be some sort of a political statement or something about global warming. I don't know if that's – I don't know how he leans politically,
all
Steve
right.
Miller. I
all
have
right,
no idea.
Well.
So, all right, where do you want to start today?
Greg, Sean, let's begin with a friend of Nick Saban. That would be one, Urban Meyer, joined Colin Cowherd and had this to say about the idea of Nick Saban coming back to football. And I got to tell you, may not be where you think he would come back.
I don't think he'd go back to college. I don't see that fit. I think the whole idea that where the heck is Alabama? Why are they not in the top 10 in spending? I don't understand that one. And Coach DeBoer, I'd be asking some hard questions, say, what's the problem here? We can't compete, but we can't pay our players. So I agree with you. I would say very little to no chance he would get involved in college, but I think he would take phone calls from the NFL.
Wow.
Okay. How old is Nick Saban?
73. So he's the same age as Bill 73?
Well, Bill is 73.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll is he also only 73?
I think Pete Carroll's older than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he is. I think Pete Carroll's like 75 or 70.
He is a spry 75.
Can you ask chat BRIT, please? I don't know how long. Does it take a long, long time to get the robots involved?
No, not all the time. I think here's the answer.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It buffers.
Pete Carroll is 75 years old.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Thank you, chat BRIT.
Mm-hmm.
That voice does something to you, doesn't it, Wiggy?
British
okay.
voice.
All right, so he may be back in football, and it may be
I think that would be such
NFL.
A dumb decision.
You do?
Yeah, don't go to the NFL.
Why?
A
great challenge
To Nick Saban's credit, he has said in the past that as he got older, football tends to kind of pass him by a little bit, and it's upon him to bring in people who are younger and give fresh ideas. Mm-hmm. Entering the NFL would be a whole entirely different ball game from what he was dealing with in college. And that was, what, 2 years ago was the last time he coached? Because he was on college game day all of last year.
He did think, the NFL before. And didn't work out for him.
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins.
Who do you think the next coach to be fired is? I think you just mentioned the team, by the way. I think it might be Mike McDaniel who's the next coach to be fired. No?
I want to say I got two names on the list.
I got one.
Zach Taylor.
Bingo.
From Cleveland. And
Cincinnati.
Excuse me, Cincinnati. And I was going to also say the Cleveland coaches. It's Stefanski.
Yes, correct.
One of those two Ohio coaches I feel like could be out relatively soon.
I think you're dead on, Wicks.
What's next, Shine?
Next, Greg, let's hear from Rob Gronkowski. He joined NFL Network and talked about Mike Vrabel and what he expects from the New England Patriots after this offseason.
Yes, well, I think Mike Vrabel is doing an excellent job so far. I mean, you really can't question any of the moves that he has done this year in free agency and in the draft. I think they smacked it out of the park. What we really got to see now is how Coach Vrabel can bring this team together so they can have that chemistry to go out and play together as a team and go out there and win games and possibly have a shot at making the playoffs and winning the division. And if not winning the division, at least getting a wild card so they can compete in the playoffs. That's what he has to do. He has to bring this team together because all the moves in the offseason have been done in the draft and free agency. Maybe they're going to make another splash, you know, before the trade deadline because they have about $50, $60 million left in spending. So they're going to maybe go out and make a trade to see, you know, to amp up a position that they need, that they need to progress at, you know, throughout the season. But other than that, he has been doing such a great job and you can't really question him yet. And you got to just see how he does once the season hits.
Uh-oh, Gronk used that chemistry word.
Yep.
Gronk apparently believes chemistry is important.
No, chemistry is I agree, it's hugely important. But if you have a good locker room and you remove a piece, you'll still be able to have good chemistry. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, think the fact that you've seen those guys with Drake May working out together in advance of training camp is a good sign. Like, I feel like maybe you think that's a nothing burger.
No, I think it is a good sign. I'm like Shime, though, a little bit. Where I still have a little bit of concern that your best player that you have high expectations for is coming off a knee injury and is 31 or 32 years old. I would have liked
to. They're talking about him being ready week one. Like, are you seeing that?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But even then, if he is ready, he's still coming off this injury.
Yeah.
So that's like my only kind of like little hesitation. That's why I wanted them to go after George Pickens. I want them to go after Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
If you had Terry McLaurin in that receiver room, you would be like, okay,
let's cook. You're a playoff team.
Terry McLaurin, if Steph Diggs can be what he, you know, half of what he was or 75% of what he was, great. And then these young guys, you can get some type of contribution from one or two of the young guys. You're good.
I mean, if he's ready to go week one, I think a lot of guys are going to consider getting on the pink dust.
The 2C, is that what it's called, Wiggy?
That's what it's called. I learned the 2C.
I mean, a miracle, some kind of miracle drug or something like that.
We're doing the 2C slide,
yeah,
right, Wiggy?
Yeah.
1 minute, you're on the boat with your rapper girlfriend. Next minute, boom, you're completely recovered.
Yep.
And get rid of the girlfriend and focus on football.
Yep, back at you. Ready to go week one.
That's what the pink dust does to you.
Do we have any updates on their relationship? Are they officially broken up? Are they back together? What's the deal with
that? The rumors are is that allegedly they might be back together, but then there's also pictures of Steph Diggs out there with another smoke show that – is like, but then it's Steph
Diggs. Is she a rapper?
No, she looks like an IG model.
Oh. Did Conor McGregor send her D-pics?
Conor McGregor.
Unsolicited?
Just like ChatBGT, whatever the hell it is.
ChatBRIT?
Yep. Here's an update on Conor McGregor.
Well, you want me to, are you going to give it to us or are we going to get it from, why don't you see if you can get it from ChatBRIT?
You can get it from her.
A D-pic update?
The whole Conor McGregor.
Okay, can you just, Shime, just enter in D-Pic update. We'll get it from ChatBRIT if you can. I think it's a little more accurate than you might be, Wiggs.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out if she's accurate.
I don't have it right this second. Oh. These things take a little bit of time.
See, this is the problem. See? This is why the robots will never win.
All right. That's why
you got a if you have a human air personality
that's ready to update you,
spot on, ready to go.
I'm ready to update you, but I'm waiting for.
You're waiting for the robot uprising to happen, and it's not happening.
It's taking time, man. I guess this
is good for human beings.
This is good to know now. Now you don't have to. You're the one who's concerned about the uprising.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor is still send penis photos to unsuspecting people.
Okay.
So I guess he's still sending them.
He's still sending them. Was that the same?
No, the update is that he was on a yacht with his fiance, hugged up, booed up, kissed up.
Oh, okay.
But prior to that, after the D-pics, he was seen hugged up with a mystery woman who wasn't his fiance. But then there was pictures of him with his fiance. So Conor McGregor is kind of making his round as he landed back with
I tend to listen to the robots on this. I mean, she says he's...
Conor McGregor really gets around.
True.
He does. True. He definitely does.
All right, Chime. Is there anything else?
No, that'll do it today.
That's it on They Said It. All right. That is a quick back and forth. What they said yesterday in sports and the news with Chime is coming up next. Today's irrational fear, by the way, at the very top of my list because of where it occurred. Happened in an MRI machine. So if you're terrified of the MRI machine as I am, we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Next. Curtis and Courtney both back on this show on Monday, and a lot to talk to them about. Curtis needs to answer when it comes to his hate for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
multiple predictions that the Devers trade would ruin this franchise. And Courtney issued a social media challenge when it comes to the match two against Scheim. So first thing Monday morning, we'll talk to them about both of those things in Courtney's absence. Though here is Scheim with today's news.
Thank you, Greg. A man has been charged with kidnapping a 19-year-old dog sitter. A 19-year-old woman is warning others after showing up to a dog-sitting job in Southbridge and says she ended up being held by a man for almost 5 minutes.
What?
Now police have charged 62-year-old Mark Miller with kidnapping. Mm. The 62-year-old man is charged with kidnapping the 19-year-old woman, and she alleges that a woman reached out to her on the dog-walking app Rover about watching her dogs for a few hours.
Oh, that so there's an app where you can just get random people to sit for your dogs.
That's correct. Yeah, like I have a friend who has done this done that before plenty of times. But when she got to the house, investigators say Miller greeted her instead. She went inside the house, said there were no dogs. Police said Miller locked the door, blocked it, and said weird statements like, I don't bite, go upstairs. She says when Miller motioned her to go upstairs by the padlocked door, she made her move to run. We can hear from an unnamed victim on WBZ.
I got in there and the house is black and he just locked the door, put his arms up and stood there. And I was just like, what do I do? Since he was away from the door at that very moment, I took my chances and ran as fast as I could. I did not look back because I didn't know if he would have been behind me or not.
Holy S, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's, be careful. If you have jobs like that, I would say take somebody with you just in case.
Yeah. It's a concern like for women who are real estate agents.
Yeah.
Like I know they get, rightly so, get nervous about going on a random showing or whatever.
Yep. That's why you got to have your concealed weapons permit if you are a real estate agent.
Okay. So he's locked up, though?
That is correct. He was arrested.
Good. Okay.
So next, we talked yesterday about Massachusetts State Representative John Lawn being brought in for arrested for a DUI.
Yes.
Well, he will be losing his license for 45 days after changing his plea in this drunk driving case.
Well, he pled not guilty while the cameras were there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Lawn initially entered a not guilty plea at his arraignment.
While the cameras were there.
And then once the cameras left the courtroom, he returned and admitted to sufficient facts, which is essentially agreeing there's enough evidence for a conviction without actually pleading guilty. Yeah. Here is John Lawn on WBZ.
I feel terrible and will do all I can to make sure that I live a better life and a healthier life and make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
Didn't resign?
Did not resign.
So I'm going to hope that everybody forgets come re-election time that he was partying in the area of the state house at 1 a.m. and running into vehicles.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's hoping that, since what was the other lady in politics that took forever to resign because she was taking bribes.
Oh, city council.
That was far more Tanya egregious, Fernandez. And she didn't resign right away, so why should he?
Yeah, okay. All right. What's next?
Well, Greg, next, there's a new twist in this viral Coldplay concert scandal.
Yes, that we talked about early this morning. Yes.
Yeah, so the company behind the CEO that was busted in this alleged affair says that a statement that's been circulating online claiming to be from this guy, Andy Byron, is actually totally fake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Byron's company, Astronomer, tells TMZ that the statement floating around on social media, purportedly written by Andy himself to address the alleged affair, is, quote, not a real statement, unquote.
Okay. So the only statement that we have is from his wife, where she removed his last name from her Facebook profile. Or whatever,
tough.
Correct? That's the only one.
I believe that would be it.
That's what is that in Facebook? That's underneath relationship status, right?
It's complicated that way.
It's complicated. is he going to speak, the guy? Is the HR head is, oh, maybe I should use a different term. Is the woman in charge of HR that he was holding, is she still working there?
Yes, because she probably made him fill out a relationship
form. Like a,
don't
like
they
a,
have those in like,
I don't know that you can do it. Like you're talking about some kind of a, like I agree to a relationship form or something. Do they have? Do they?
Like
do
Toby
that?
Does in the office. Like you, isn't there like some form that says, "Hey, we agree, we're gonna have a relationship here in the office." And I mean, she's in HR, so I would think she'd be on top of that.
I mean,
but since it's an affair, you probably don't fill out that paperwork, Wiggy.
We talked about it earlier, but maybe he's still going strong with the mistaken identity thing. Like,
could
maybe
be
doppelganger.
Well, the statement wasn't him, so who knows?
You know what he should do?
He's like, it's wild,
right?
How those two people look exactly like me and my head of HR.
He should just go, it's AI.
It's AI. It was AI generated.
Because he'd be like, wow, maybe it is AI.
I don't know what. I mean, I would assume that maybe the board of directors would have an issue with it. So he may not be able to keep his job. But I mean,
because they're going to be like, well, did
I mean,
he?
If they had a policy where it was okay to date,
yeah,
don't you think he would have said something? I mean, I guess the family, the fact that they both have families is
right. Probably. Oh, she's different. Married too?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know. Currently, I mean, it's 7:56
I can confirm it was not AI at the Coldplay concert.
Oh shoot. Okay. Oh. So ChatBRIT says no go on AI. It was legit.
I listen to ChatBRIT.
Hopefully the missus doesn't check the ChatBRIT.
ChatBRIT seems to have all the answers.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.